现在给The Gemara in Samach Tes Med Aleph points out that Bensera Moira is only Bensera Moira for 3 months. The whole din of Bensera Moira, that was Rav Kuspidoi Rav Shapsi's rule. That when the Mishnah opens up that a Bensera Moira is, as the Gemara says, Ben Asomach Ugvaros Ishalish, at the very earliest part of Ishus of becoming a Godel. And the Mishnah says it's until he has Cyrus that are a little bit more extended than the Cyrus that are required to make him into a Godel. Rav Kuspidoim, Rav Shapsi says, Kol Yomom Shul Ben Sera Mora In El Shlosh Chadoshim, it's only 3 months. So the Gemara explains that Rav Kuspidoi's rule is because there's another rule. Rav Kuspidoi is pointing out to us whichever comes first, either the 3 months or the extra long Cyrus. Whichever comes first will stop his ability to become a Ben Sera Mora. The Shear of Ben Sera Mora is either 3 months or Zekana Tachtoin, whatever comes first. What's the Makor for Rav Kuspidoim Rav Shapsi? So the Gemara explains, as the Rav Dimi explains, that the Teres is Ben, it has to be Kiyiye Leish Ben, it has to be Ben Haroy Lekroisei Ov. But Ben Veloy Haroy Lekroisei, it has to be a child who could not be called an Ov. No one will look at this person and say, he's a father. So how would that be possible? So the only way that's possible is that we know Zok that a cotton is in a Moilid. That the Gemara is going according to Shita, that until a boy is 13, he can't sire a son. And we know that a woman's pregnancy becomes Niker Tzukar Ubra after 3 months. So it's conceivable that the first point in time when a person could be called an Ov is when his wife looks like she's pregnant. The earliest point in time that a woman could look pregnant is 3 months after he becomes 13. So Rav Kuspidoi says, so you see from this din, since it has to be a ben, v'loi haroi l'kroisei av, and not somebody who could be called an av, you don't have to wait till the child is born. The moment that this person's wife already looks like she's pregnant, so already then he is potter from the din of Ben Sera Mora. He's still eating a tartim of basar from his father. He's eating a chatzilu yayin talki from the father, aval pikein, and he's already gone beyond the parsha of Ben Sera Mora, and therefore he's potter from the din of Ben Sera Mora. That's the din. So the Yad Ramos makes the following hara. He says, all of this is correct if he doesn't show up with a pregnant wife. But Lu Yitzuyer, that he becomes that they, when the parents bring him into Beis Din, and they tell us that he's already, that he's all the qualifications of Ben Sera Mora, he's been eating Achilu Mechueres, and he stole from the father. And he's not 13 and 3 months yet. And he had Asaron, he got Malchus. They had the whole list. And the parents have spoke to him, B'Korlech, and everything. Everything which can happen, because it can happen. But if the Eluya is true, this can all happen. And then he would say, it's true that I'm only married 2 months. But my wife, maybe she's very, very, very skinny or something. So already within 2 months, she's hooker ubra. She's visibly pregnant. Maybe there's manenu or something. She took a pregnancy test. It's clear that she's the hooker over. So the Yad Ramah says, if he's able to produce his wife, and she already has, she's pregnant, and I say, al korchecha ha'inkar, the royal lekroisayov. So he gets off the hook. He says, you can't take me as a Ben Sera Mora. I'm royal lekroisayov. Look at my wife. That's the Yad Ramah's chiddush. Do the Rishonim hold of this Yad Ramah? So L'chayra would say not, based on two diyukim. One is, we look at the Rashi, Dibra Maschil, the Rashi, let's say, Vitzilo or Eda. There they discuss this Gemara in a moment, but just to make the point, so the Rashi says, So it sounds like from Rashi that we are defining a state Look at the Rashi Shema Mina, the third of the wide lines. Shema Mina Middle Kori Le Roy Le Kroisi Avat Shoshim Shema Mina Filovishta Yisya Ledis Lishiva Ain and Nikar. Again, this detail we'll discuss in a moment. But the Lashon of Rashi that we are defining a time when a person is Roy Le Kroisi Av. L'chari, Rashi doesn't mean to tell us that we're looking at this particular person. Is he Roy Le Kroisi Av or not? We're looking at Tashir. And that L'chari was clear from the Rambam as well. The Rambam has in Perek Zayin Alacham Vav, Kol Yomav Shel Ben Seirah Moira Einan Ela Shleisha Chadoshim Me'achash Yavishtei Saris Lefi She'efsha She'tis Avari Shtoi V'yiya Ubra Nikar B'Shleisha Chadoshim V'nem Raki Le'ish Ben Seirah Moira V'loi Ov Seirah Moira Ha'lamadata She'mikif Haseim V'skol Agid Koinim She'yashlim Shleisha Chadoshim Ereza Potter. But it's either 3 months or a kofas again. But the way that he says the lashon, kol yamav shem and seira mara ena ela shlosh chadashim, and he explains how do we get the shlosh chadashim. So it sounds like that the Rambam understands the chayor like Rashi that we're defining a shear. So if there's one person whose wife is pregnant before the shear, no. So we define the shear 3 months, and this ha'ora is made by the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't say it the way we said it, but he comes to saying the same conclusion. The Minchas Chinuch raises the following question. He raises the question, what would be the din of a Ben Seirah Moira, a candidate for Ben Seirah Moira, who's a treifa? And the Gemara says a treifa in a moilid. He already has a certain disease, Rachmanu Litzlan, he cannot have a child. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, what's the din? This treifa can never have a child. He is never roi lekroisei av. Alright? So what's the din? Do we say, since he's never roi lekroisa av, so therefore he doesn't have the 3 month limit? He only has a kofas hagid? Or do we say, no, that it's 3 months is 3 months, right? That's just a shir. We're not asking every ben seirah moira. So Ben Cheschinoch says he wants to know, the Gemara says in Yevamos, that a sriz will never have hakofas giratachtin. He'll never have hakofas zakanatachtin. He'll never have cyrus there. So the Gemara says that since a sris, a little bit different this far here, since the sris can never have this cyrus, therefore he can never become a ben seirah moira. Right? In other words, since he can't have the cyrus, so the parsha ben seirah moira le'nemar etzlai. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. So again, the Gemara in Yevamos says that if a person cannot present one of the poitrim, one of the sources of tur, so in Mela he's not part of the shir, part of the parshim, so in Mela he can never become a ben seirah moira. So Minchas Chinuch wants to know, what do we do with this treifa sheina moilin? Which way do we go? Do we say, since he can never have the tur of being royal, croisi of, therefore he can never be a ben seirah moira? Do we say, since he's never royally crazy of, so therefore he can always be in seirah moira? The Minchas Chinuch says, you gotta make a chiluk. He says that when it comes to the zakana tachtoin, that the Gemara says is a poiter. That's a parameter in the parsha. So therefore, if he doesn't have a parameter in the parsha, he cannot become a ben seirah moira. But he says, royally crazy of, that's not a parameter in the parsha. That's just giving us the din of 3 months. Everybody has 3 months. 3 months is a phenomenon. A shris has 3 months, and a treifa has 3 months. So you see, the Minchas Chinuch learned pshat in Rav Crispin Doi the way that we're medayik in the Rambam and Rashi. So even if you'll tell me the diik in Rashi is shvach, you'll tell me the diik in the Rambam is shvach. But Minchas Chinuch certainly learned that he held this to be self-evident. I don't think he had a yad ramah. He held this was a poshim shan the Gemara. So at the very worst, we could say that it's a machlekes between the Yad Ramah and the Minchas Chinuch, alright? Or it could be that the Chakira, the Minchas Chinuch, is a machlekes Yad Ramah and Rambam Rash. So again, so what are we asking over here? Rabbi Crispin Doi says that the Zman of a, in the Davi Paskin, Rabbi Crispin Doi and Rabbi Shapsi says the Tkufa of Ben Seirah Moira is 3 months. Where did he get this from? So the Gemara explains, or Dimi explains, because it has to be ki yiyeh le'ish ben. It has to be a ben. not a person who can be called an Av. Ain't a regular question. When is the earliest that a person can be called an Av? 3 months when his wife is hooker over. So the question is, what is the din? Is the din a shear, 3 months, and it's expressed in this unusual way, Ben will go, oh, but it's three months? Or is it that we're saying that a Ben Sarah Murrah has to be somebody who could sire a child, and it has to be during the Tkufa where he could not, as of yet, had a situation where it's clear that he has sired a child. So the Yad Ramah apparently takes the latter approach. He takes, it's not a shear in 3 months. It's the Metzius. Does he have a child? Doesn't he have a child? So therefore, the Ben Sermer pulls out his pregnant wife, he's off the hook. And the Minchas Chinuch says, and I would think that's Pshat and Rashi and the Rambam, that no, it's a shear of this, there's a certain kuf in a person's period, in a person's life, which ain't a really crazy of, from Bar Mitzvah to Bar Mitzvah in 3 months. And that would be the Machlekes, that the Minchas Chinuch, that would be the Chakir Minchas Chinuch, and on that we would be Toyla, his question about a Treifa, who is, whether he can become a Ben Sarah Mar.
Would the Yad Ramah take it literally the other way also, by Kielich Ben, that a Yasam can never be called a Ben?
So I don't think so, because you don't have a drush in the Gemara that says that. I mean, Lechayra, it's probably correct, because he doesn't have his, the Mice is correct. Because he doesn't have, he can't get the Asro, he can't get the, and leave the question like this. Let's say the father, the parents have to bring him to Din. So you know, unless the child, the parents, the father dies while the basin is being done, from the time that they brought him to Din until the basin is passing the shayla, and so if he drops dead in that second, in those few minutes, so then, however, we don't have a drusha like that. So I don't think he could provide us with that drusha. I don't think so.
Could Yad Ramah still believe that there's an objective standard of 3 months on the upper end, and it's only subjective to shorten the period? In that, since the Ubar is the standard,
right,
you're shorten the period through Hukar Ubar, but
right,
3 months is the standard that's an objective standard.
No, Lachari would say that. Right? Lachari would say that. No? 3 months
that would mean that someone who couldn't have a baby, the Yad Ramah would still think it has that 3 month window.
Say that again, if he couldn't have a baby, right, so therefore. Yeah. He could have both shirim.
Right.
He could have both shirim.
He could agree that the 3 months is still.
Yeah, conceivable. Yeah, yeah. That's good. And it could fit into the lush of the Yad Ramah. That could fit into the lush of the Yad Ramah. Right. Correct. All right. So now the Gemara. That's Hora number one. Hora number two is the Gemara says, based on Krispidoy's din, the Gemara says that this should prove to us that a woman. The Gemara wants to know, we know that some women give birth after 7 months. So the Gemara wants to know, is 7 months for the first 6-7 months, did the baby develop at a quicker pace? Right? And that's how the baby was ready after 7 months. Or is the baby progressing at a regular pace and came out premature? What does that mean? Whether it caught up in the last month? Or what it means that would the baby stay in longer, he would be even more mature? Right, that's not the issue in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, but what happened that based on what we just said now, it means that it's very, 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 that a person can't be called an Av within 2 months and 2/3 of a month. Right? The Gemara says, because if that would be the case, then we know there's such a thing as a 7 month baby, so lechayra we should say that the royal Kreis Av is after 2 months and 2/3. Right? The Gemara says, Shema Mina Mirav Kuspidoyim Rav Shapsi Yeledes L'Shiva Ein Uberniker L'Shlish Yomer. Don't tell me that the baby is, that it's a prorated pregnancy. Right? That the baby is a quick baby. It's moving faster. So therefore the mother will become Niker ready after 2 months and 2/3. The Yisot Adaitach Uberniker L'Shlish Yomer Lama L'Shlisha Betray V'Til Sei Sagya. Why should we need 3 months? 2 months and 1/3 should be good enough. So it says the Gemara, simple teretz, la'olam eim lacha uber nikir l'shlish yomel zilba seruba. It says, what's this? That's such a difficult kasha. Right, women are giving birth after 9 months. So even if you have some 7 month babies that are hooker uber after 2 months and 1/3, but zilba serive. Alright. What do we do? What does that mean, zilba serive? What's the pshat in zilba serive? Oh, so that's one way of saying it. How should the Yad Ramah say it, though? Right? How should the Yad Ramah say it? The Yad Ramah should say that if a husband comes in and says, I'm a Ben Sarah Meir, it's true, I did everything mamash kitikuna, the meat and the wine and the gezel and hasra and the malchus, but I think that my wife's going to give birth thoroughly. Right? Sonograms, whatever we did. We checked it out. She's not hookah rubra, right? But I think in my family, every woman's always going to after 7 months. We're a family of people of 7 month babies, right? So I think that already Royal Kraysov, it's been 2 months and a third. So then the Yad Ramah Sigmara says, sorry, Zulbasa Raif. Right? In other words, the two is learning pshat. L'chayra, if you say, like the Rashi Raman Chaschinoch, Gemara is saying, when you're being kaiveya the shir, you go baseroy. Right? However, the Yad Ramah should be saying, it's not that if you go basar, it'd be kaiveya the shir. It means that if we have to be mevarer, this particular individual in front of us, if it'd been seremur, he's already married. So now we have to mevarer, if he wouldn't be married, wouldn't be a problem, but he's already married. So then we have to be mevarer a safek. He was mailed a safek. He thinks my wife will give birth in 7 months. So basically, the mevarer the safek. So the Gemara says, all right, pakobos a roiv. Roiv, that's the mevarer sveikas. All right? So there's two different shot in the Gemara. Hold on for a minute. So then the Gemara says, Amru, kame di ravun evreder Yeshua, Omar lo ubedin nefashes, mi yazlina an basar ruba. And do we go baser roiv when it comes to din nefashas? Hatayra amra v'shaf to aid the betzila aid. Everybody knows from learning mishnayos when you're little kids and the sectas markets v'shaf to aid betzila aid. The Beis will do anything to find a ptur. They won't go baser roiv. They'll make all sorts of sekas in order to be able to pocket somebody up. So this husband's coming in and saying, my wife belongs to the miyut of people that give birth after 7 months, and we're saying, no, if you go bust it, right? What's wrong with the shabbat of Yisilu Eidah? So according to Yad Ramah, the Gemara reads beautifully, right? According to Yad Ramah, line by line, it's terrific. Gemara says that we have a suffix, we're being mevarer the suffix by going bust it, right? Right? The Gemara says, do we really, is that in Dina Nefashis, when mevarer suffix is bust it, right? We all go to Kula, the shabbat of Yisilu Eidah. So the kash is terrific. Mashena came, if you're learning pshat, like the Mechassidus, like Rashi Rambam, what did the Gemara just say over here? The Gemara just said, maybe we should say that, maybe we should pater this person from Din Nefashis, because maybe we should say the shir is a two month and a third. And the Gemara says, no, you go basar roiv, and being kaiveya the shir. And the Gemara says, what happened in Vishov to Evisilo Eidah? What does that have to do with learning Pshat and Chumash? Vishov to Evisilo Eidah is a din in Beis Din. What's it got to do with learning Pshat and Chumash? No, what am I going to say?
So, according to Yad Ramah's interpretation of the Gemara, the role of being Mavara is this specific pregnancy. But if you already know it's a pregnancy and you're being Mavara, then the Yad Ramah already kicks in and says, Ubra,
correct. Right.
So what's the world of being Mavara? It's clearly not
a situation where she's not a Kurbra, according to the Yad Ramah.
But how do you know she's pregnant?
Then? He's my little suffix that his wife's already pregnant. Right? He wants to be my little suffix that his wife, it's 2 months and a third. Right? Right? So he's saying, this is my wife is already at the Hukurba stage. Alright, let's say she is visibly pregnant, alright? But it's not hook over, maybe she gained some weight or something. So he's saying, maybe she's pregnant, and my family is a 7 month baby family, right?
So it's not that you know that she's pregnant. Can't you just say, well, a woman are pregnant, you know what I mean?
No, so that's what Gemara is saying. He wants to get out on a 7 month tour, right? So the Gemara is saying, 7 month tour? They go, you have to go bust a ride. Right, if there'd be something that would tell her she's pregnant, one hook or ubra. So there's a, let's see if it's a soft fake with the hook or ubra or not. Alright? But so according to the Yad Ramah, the Hulu reads very beautifully. And then the Gemara goes on to say, yeah, we do go by Sirai when it comes to halacha, when it comes to dinei nefesh. What's the example? That echad omer b'shnayim v'chodesh, v'echad v'shloisha. That one eid says that it took place on the second day. One eid says it took place on the third day. So we say, do some kayemes. Because, right people don't know exactly when the Meilin was. So to you is the second day of Sivan, to me is the third day of Sivan. Right? So it's all the same. So you see that we go, but they're right. Right people don't know the Meilin. Right people aren't aware exactly what the Basin day a few days ago. So again, according to Yad Ramah, it's beautiful. Line by line, issue of Rav, finished. Right? But according to the Rashi Rambam, we're talking about defining a shir. So what does the Gemara say? If you go bust the Rav, I can define. Go bust him in defining a shir. And then the Gemara says, Vishov Tevitzilu Eida, and bring a Raya from Edom. It's very hard. You can see why the Yad Ramah would say his shot. It reads much better in the Gemara. No? So any suggestions how we can fix this up? Shimon Shkop raises this question, not exactly where we raise it, but based on the Gemara, and he comes up with the Chiddush, which I don't think is easy to understand in terms of to Rashi and Rambam. Rav Shimon Shkop says in Shavu Yoshe Gimel Gimel that we only go Boser Rav when we're asking the question whether this person killed or didn't kill. That's pshat in that's when we don't go Boser Rav. If the shail is if the person kill or not. Don't go bust the rive. The shav to Eda Vitzile, we're being done. And whether the guy killed or not. We're being done he beat the person up, right? And the person died, and there's a suffix as to whether he died because he was beaten up or died from some disease that he had. It wasn't a trefa, let's say, but let's say there were a few people beat him up, and there's a suffix where the last person killed him or not, right? So then Rav Shimon Shkop says, that's when you say, v'shav to eida v'tzilu eida. But he says, but when you're doing the parameters of the Din Torah, are these two Edom good Edom or not? Right? And then you go Baser Rav. You want to know whether the Edom are saying the same thing. Go Baser Rav. If I'm asking, did the guy do the Maiseh, Ritzicha? No, Lakula. If I'm doing one of the parameters, is this guy a kosher Ed? Rav Yilzachar Rabal, so guy's a kosher Ed. Is this guy, related or unrelated? Did they say the same thing or not? That's Rav Shimon's teretz. Rav Shimon's teretz is, again, fits in the Gemara, but doesn't really help our kasha. Our kasha is that the Gemara seems to be saying that this is how we define the parameter. So the Tosfos says, I suggest the following. The Tosfos says, on early in the Masechta, what tak is the case of the two Edom, one that says it was on Gimel, and one that says it was on Beis? So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that two guys walked into Beis Din and that one simply reported that it was on the second day of the month, and the other guy says it was on the third day of the month, and now Beis Din says, all right, it's probably the same thing. Tosfos says it's talking about... It's talking about after we make all the Drishon of Hakiris, right? We're asking all of these kashas.
You know
that,
right?
Right. Right. In other words, we're asking all these kashas. So both of them seem to be saying it was Tuesday. Both seem to be saying it was towards the evening. Elamai, one person is calling that Tuesday Beis Sivan, and one person is calling that Tuesday Gimel Sivan, right? Tosfos, if we would ask questions, we'd find out they're talking about different days, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? Of course we wouldn't go weiter. It's talking about somehow they're identifying, we made many drushes, made many questions. And it comes out, Oyla, from our questions is that this person is calling that Tuesday Beis Sivan, and his friend is calling Tuesday Gimel Sivan. So we have to figure out what's pshat and what they're saying. So when you want to figure out the pshat, then you go Vosar Roiv. In other words, we want to figure out, are they really saying Tuesday, Wednesday? Or maybe they're both saying Tuesday. Maybe his gimel is really Tuesday. So the Gemara says, we want to find out whether this person's called a royal ikroisei of or not. So the Torah was kaveya that if you want to figure out what's the pshat in the way people speak, you go Vosar Roiv. You go Vosar Roiv in interpreting language. You go Vosar Roiv in interpreting psukim. So when the Torah says that it's ben ve'ena really kreisa of, how do you interpret that? Do you interpret that based on a family that has every 7 month babies? Or do you base it based on a roiv? So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that once they had this din according to Rashi and the Rambam, that we define 3 months. What are we defining? 3 months based on what happens to roiv people. So the Gemara says, maybe we should use the rule of the Shoftua Eda, Vitzilua Eda, to teach us that whenever you have any kind of question in Dina Nefashis, whether it's explaining words, explaining phrases, explaining psukim, you always go to Kula. So the Gemara says, no. The Shoftua Eda, Vitzilua is like Reb Shimon would say. The maskon of the Gemara is that it's for figuring out certain pratim in a Torah. But when you want to figure out language, so I'll give you the best raya. Two Adam come in. We think they're talking about the same day. So we have to interpret what they're saying. So then we go Vosar Roiv. When the Torah speaks to us, and the Torah says, Roiv Lekreisa Av, so what does the Torah want us to understand? The Torah uses in language also. We go Vosar Roiv in interpreting language. I don't have time to finish up, but if you have a chance, the Yad Ramon and the Ran both raise the question exactly what is the Schiddush in the Sugya? What does this add to understanding of Roiv? So the Yad Ramah says that it adds the understanding of Roiv being Mevarer a Sofek. This is when the Reglayim Ladover and the Ran, they both ask, it's interesting to look at, and the Ran asks why we also don't go Vosar Roiv in other situations. Let's leave that for now. Okay, thank you very much. Please enjoy the refreshments. And the mission next week will go on to maybe the maybe my signal. We'll see.